Yahoo Finance's David Hollerith is here with a story about a new freelance platform that's looking to unseat older gig marketplaces like Upwork and Fiverr. David, what have you got for us?
Yeah, so the talent network Braintrust announced on Thursday, yesterday, it raised $100 million from investment management firms, Coatue, Tiger Global Management, and others. And I kind of wanted to point this out because sort of what they're doing is a part of a larger investing trend that, you know, people have talked about called Web3. Braintrust brands itself as a gig marketplace that currently caters mostly to IT workers. And in the last 18 months, they're still somewhat small, but they've seen pretty significant growth. Their gross sales volume 2,250% from 1.2 to 28.2 million. They have over 474 companies and that use their platform, and that includes Fortune 100 companies such as Goldman Sachs, Nike, Black & Decker, Porsche, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Nestle. And their number of workers has grown tremendously. They're currently sitting around 37,500 workers who are using the platform. And as you'll see on the graph, that's sort of November numbers, but this is the most updated version of it. So it's up 94%. Now, the interesting thing here is that unlike, say, an Upwork or, you know, even an Uber or a DoorDash, the way this works is that Braintrust is a nonprofit. So they effectively kind of work like a co-op, if that makes sense. And they have created a crypto token. This is sort of the crypto side of it. And the crypto token is used to sort of incentivize people who might be on the platform as recruiters or employers to help do work to build the network. So a lot of the margin that sort of an Upwork might normally take is sort of cut down significantly. So essentially, the idea is that workers make more money and employers have to pay less for jobs. So it seems like a win-win, but I just wanted to point out this trend because, you know, people come on the show all the time. They talk about Web3. This is sort of an example of that. And the venture capitalists are also sort of getting involved, too. Now, they've this entire raise they've done is by buying the company's tokens, BTRST, which is listed now, is actually seeing a 5% rise. So it's interesting. This is like a co-op business model. It might undercut a little bit, but it's, you know, it's something to keep watching.
All right. Thanks so much for that wrap up, David Hollerith. We appreciate it.